Hi, Nath here. This week we weren't able to do a normal show, so I decided to head down to All Star Comics' brand new store opening and have a chat with Mitch, one of the co-owners of the 2014 Eisner Award-winning comic store, and also the punters to find out what they've been watching and reading. So I'm with Mitch, who's we're at the opening of All Star, and
reopening.
Well, opening of a new, well, the new and improved,
the all two, new All Star Comics
2.0. And yep, just before the interview, he was straightening up one of the rad Chesterfield lounges that Troy got off eBay.
Three seater.
Yes. Not messing around.
In this store. It's massive. Two levels. So tell us a little bit about the new store.
So we are at 53 Queen Street, and it is two levels, which is very exciting. So we have our single issues downstairs. So when people walk in off the street, which is great, they can see a wall of new comics. And towards the back of the store, we have a lovely display wall for trade paperbacks, new comics as well, which would be quite good for launches and whatnot. We can hold launches in front of that. You head upstairs, and it's a room full of trades and vintage toys. So, yeah, a lot of space to move. There's lots of space for activities, I believe, is the term.
Dancing,
perhaps. I can't dance. Two left feet.
Yeah, Christmas parties.
Maybe, right?
At least karaoke, anyway.
That's right. Play to an empty room, right? See how quickly you can get people to get out. It'll be good.
Yeah, and so obviously is this stage one in multiple stages for the store?
Oh yeah, we plan on taking our the store Australia wide and the world, but no. So there's a lot to come. We're all planning to have back issues up here as well at some point. So we weren't able to do that in the space that we had in the old store, so it's something we're definitely keen to have here. So there'll be sort of back issue bins kind of throughout the store at different points. There'll be a few more sort of feature fixtures downstairs as well, some gondolas, which we're very excited about getting those together as well.
Are those the guys on the boats,
the big sticks and
that is amazing. I didn't realize how big this store was until I found out you had a moat in here.
That's right, we have our own canal. We've got a lot of room downstairs. We've got a dedicated kids section now, which at the moment's still kind of only half built, but the idea is that it'll be a space that potentially we could have classes in and stuff like that, which would be really cool, and how to make comics and whatnot if some of the local guys are interested in getting involved. We've got a draftsman's table down the bottom there, so a place like Squish Face, perhaps people can actually give us a heads up and they can sort of basically come in and do artwork in the store, stuff they want to work on, and use it as a creative sort of space, which would be really awesome. We'd love that. Upstairs, we'll probably do a few more things as well. And hopefully it sort of works out all right in the end.
It seems like what this store is giving you, what you weren't able to do in the other store, is giving you the room to be able to sort of be more interactive than you already were before, but now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was it's definitely a thing. We just we were really concerned about the fact that the space that we were in was starting to become a bit restrictive, and if we wanted to keep doing the things that we really loved doing, that we'd have to probably compromise that to have shelf space through in the store, which just wouldn't have worked when an event came up. We wouldn't be able to move that stuff around. So now if we sort of play our cards right and use the right sort of fixtures and stuff, we'll be able to keep the space versatile and exciting, and it won't get sort of too tied down to any sort of one configuration or actual sort of use, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And Troy did most of the fixtures.
If by most you mean all, in that I had nothing to do with any of the building whatsoever. So I did a mean job vacuuming.
The pictures that we've seen of you doing work.
I think there's one photo of me doing something, and everything else is Troy obviously doing something. But that said, we had a massive team of guys working working behind the scenes to make it happen. Troy at the head of that for away team, I guess. He did a great job with our mate Nev and Lee, and had Sean in here as well. And then the guys, even back at the other store on their days off, Jimmy and Kaz and Ant were coming down. Fred, he was here heaps. It's been a real team effort to come together. And I've managed to sort of get out of it scot-free. Just, right. A week's worth of moving is basically all I've done.
Yeah.
But, but Troy says that, we kept the home fires burning, and kept everything going there. So, he's like, well, it was integral to keep that going. And, we did an okay job back
Sounds
there
right.
as well.
Sounds like equality there. But you seem to come out on top on
that's
that
right.
one.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
It. Yeah, exactly right. So, he's probably, he's gone out the back to have a bit of a nap.
Well, I did pitch to him. I said, Troy, I said, do you think that you'll start a lifestyle program called Troy's Comics and Carpentry.
Yes, where it could happen.
Where he can, sort of go to other comic stores.
That's right, and build fixtures for you.
Build fixtures for him
right.
and talk about comics
That's
while
it.
He's doing
that it. That would be good. That would be very good. But, if the comic thing doesn't work out for us, at least he's got a,
He's got a trade.
He's got a trade behind him, right? So I can fit out a store, right? Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be good.
Nice one. Well, congratulations
Thanks,
on the
man.
New store. And,
Thank you very much.
And look
Thank
forward
you for
to
your
seeing.
Thank you for support as well, man. We appreciate it, guys, posting up everything, back the opening and everything. It's been great, so thank you for it.
No worries, thanks for having us. So Billy, our watcher Sydney correspondent, what you been reading and what you been watching?
I've been reading Invincible, catching up on that. It's kind of boring at the moment. I don't know what's happening. I'm waiting for the next death storyline that he does where he kills everyone and then reboots the universe again.
Sounds like most of the DC universe, really, doesn't it?
Oh, no, it's just Kirkman. He does that all the time. He kills people randomly.
Well, that's what he's famous for in The Walking Dead, so really.
What I've been watching, Arrow and Flash. Amazing.
How good?
Very good. Like, I don't give the DC universe too much praise, but I can't help it. Arrow and Flash is amazing. They're doing good.
Good job. Here with Thomas. Thomas, tell us what you've been watching and what you've been reading.
I've been reading Velvet by Ed Brubaker.
Great.
How good is that book? I know. Great spy stuff every month.
Yeah.
Mm? And watching. Watching all the Flash, the Arrow stuff.
Seems to be rather popular at the moment.
Yeah. I know. It's just faithful enough to the book for me.
Yeah.
So, and Firestorm was good last night.
Yeah.
Really. They're doing Firestorm just the way he was in the book, but it's just so much creepier, live action.
He is a little bit creepier with his wide eyes, too.
Wide eyes, and just, you don't think about how creepy it is having Stein's voice in Raymond's head.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the comics, you're always seeing a sort of a face.
Mm, exactly, whereas now it's, I think hearing it's the big impact there.
Yeah. Do you think we should see a CGI head maybe next to him?
No, I think it works the way it
Good stuff. Yeah. What do you think of the new store?
New store is huge. It's really big. Good use of space, though.
Great use of space.
I wonder what the basement is.
Well, who knows with Mitch? Anything's possible.
Comic Dungeon.
Comic Dungeon. There you go. So I'm with Melbourne Comics celebrity Craig Bruin. What you been watching and what you been reading?
I've been watching Penny Dreadful. And I've been reading Zombies versus Robots.
Okay, so going back to Penny Dreadful, it's season one you've been...
Yes.
Season two hasn't come out, so you'd be one of the first if you were watching season two. What are you thinking of the first season?
Well, I'm 5 episodes in, and so far, pretty awesome, I must say.
Yeah, it's a good sort of reflection on sort of these ancient characters that we've been watching or... Well, some of them have been.
Yes, this is true. Yeah, I actually quite like the take. Probably early on I was a little bit concerned that they might try and introduce a little bit too much too quickly, but its pacing's been pretty good.
Awesome. And you've been reading again?
Yeah, at the moment I've just been reading just the latest book I read was the first issue of Zombies versus Robots, the IDW re-release, and I'm intending to go back and read through all of the old Ashley Wood, Chris Ryle run as well.
And you got I noticed the other day you got a signed copy, is that right?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Chris Ryle sent me one after I put a couple of entries in on an IDW competition, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, congrats, mate. That's awesome. And will you be auctioning that off anytime soon, or is that in the private collection now?
Well, it's personalised to me, so I don't know if
there's always quality sound bites.
I think I'll probably hang on to it.
Only other Craigs might be interested.
Yeah, it's a fairly niche market, I think.
So I'm with Talia.
Yeah.
So what have you been watching and what have you been reading?
Well, I rewatched the Lego Movie for the second time last night, and Will Arnett as Batman makes me happy.
I think I was a bit bit concerned about Will Arnett being Batman, but I tend to agree. It's grown on me. And second time, so just as good second time round?
I think it was better, because it's really fast-paced, and there's a lot going on, and then this time I could just relax and notice all the little hidden gags and, like, appreciate the animation.
Are you looking forward to Lego Movie 2?
I didn't know there was going to be a second one. That makes sense.
Rejoice.
Yay!
And what have you been reading?
I was reading Preacher. I think I was up to volume 3 or 4, and I just had enough. I think there's only so much violence and profanity I can handle, but I hit my level, well, I hit my point when there was a hillbilly guy talking to a fish as he was getting it about how he was going to do inappropriate things to it, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to read this. I don't want this stuff.
Okay, that goes beyond and above Preacher. Yeah, there's there's too many jokes there that are way inappropriate. So, but volume 3 or 4, that's a big investment to get that far and then decide you don't like it.
I really liked it in the beginning. I really liked the characters, especially Cassidy the Vampire. So I wanted to keep reading about his story, but then I was just feeling, I don't know, it was just too much for me, and that's a shame. So I've moved on to nicer things. I'm reading Fables. Ooh. That's good.
Good choice.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Frank Candelero of Franken Comics. Tell us what you've been watching and what you've been reading.
What I've been watching. The last film that I watched was Birdman.
Birdman?
Yeah.
High praise for Birdman.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really excellent film. Michael Keaton does an excellent job. It's really well shot. Like it's all shot to seem like it's like shot in one single take, and it's an excellent jazz soundtrack. It's just overall a really compelling film. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, me too. And what you've been reading?
What I've been reading? I've been reading Hero Bear and the Kid by I think it's Mike Kunkel. It's sort of meant for children, but it's a comic about a young boy. His grandfather has just passed away, and he inherits his grandfather's house and his stuffed bear. And the stuffed bear can turn into a superhero, basically a giant polar bear with a red cape. And they sort of get into all sort of mischief, sort of a throwback to sort of like the old golden silver age of comics. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Sounds similar to a little bit Calvin and Hobbes-ish as well, would you say?
Yeah, especially like Calvin and Hobbes. I wouldn't be surprised if Calvin and Hobbes was a big influence on them.
Mm, good stuff. And what do you think of the new store?
It's really excellent. It's an amazing amount of room, which, you know, considering how used I am to sort of the coziness of the old Bonzel store, that's pretty impressive. A lot of room for trades. Still happy to see that there's an Aussie section, of course, and I hope that gets bigger and bigger as time goes on. So, yeah, I'm very impressed.
Here with Christian. Christian, what have you been watching?
I've been watching a whole bunch of stuff on SBS, I guess, mainly Corden and Real Humans, I guess.
Oh, that's such a good show, Real Humans.
Look, I think it's great. I missed the first season, though, so it's kind of...
So you haven't seen the first season?
I've seen the first season.
It really puts it... Really puts it in place for obviously the second one.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
I don't mind the sort of coming into something sort of blind with that sort of and having to sort of figure out the history. It sort of takes me back to the first few days of, you know, when I first started collecting comics. So, you know, when you come into a storyline that's been going for like years and trying to work out, you know, finding it out piecemeal. So,
It's a great show. And that's probably a good segue for while you're talking about comics. What have you been reading?
What have I been reading? I started reading the Now of Brown, which is something that I heard about sort of years ago, I guess, but just sort of found it and picked it up and love the artwork, love how it's done. It's obviously I haven't finished it yet, so I can't really don't know where it's going, but I like it. Just read the latest trade of Saga, which is great.
It's a golden comic. It really is.
It's all for me. It's a lot of it's about the artwork. So you know, if the artwork's great, then that'll suck me in. And Staples' work there is just you know, second to none. She's got it. And the fact that she seems to do it all herself, you know, it's just, and then sort of maintain her sort of roughly sort of monthly schedule. It's just, I don't know how she does it.
She makes it look so seamless.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. It's really consistent, and it's got such a fantastic look to it, you know. So loving that as well. God, what are the multiversity?
And now, are you enjoying that? Because a lot of people are saying that it's quite boring.
Yeah, I am enjoying it actually. I mean, I don't mind the sort of it's very Morrison, you know. It's kind of like it's a lot of these themes that he sort of played around with before. I've kind of enjoyed how he sort of, you know, cherry picked artists to sort of work with. And I guess, you know, chiefly, I mean, my interest in that, even though I'm not such a, don't really collect much DC at all. My prime interest was because I saw I think like everyone saw those first few panels from Quietly and just kind of, you know, I'm going through a bit of a Quietly sort of phase at the moment. So, you know, that was it. And so after that episode, I was like, after that issue came out, the Quietly issue, I was a bit like, oh, am I still going to be as interested? But he's keeping me interested, you know.
Well, they say that that these books are definitely leading into convergence. So is that something that you think that you'll be sort of checking out?
maybe not, you know. Maybe not. I guess, you know, I guess, increasingly these days I find myself drawn more to sort of independent creators and their sort of work. This is, I think, if it hadn't been for the sort of Morrison Quietly sort of, you know, collaboration on that one issue for Multiversity and the fact that it heard so much about it, I probably wouldn't have looked at it. So, yeah, but, you know, I do prefer the sort of independent stuff. I think because there's more a sense of the unknown. Like, I feel, you know, when you... You know, I started collecting with sort of Marvel stuff and loved that sort of stuff. And those creators moved on from the series I was reading, and so those characters effectively sort of changed. And you know, that's a traumatic experience to go through. But I think that, you know,
and we're about to see that again too with the new change in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, well, absolutely, which is fine. You know, they've got to do something to keep it fresh. But I think what I like about the independent stuff is that quite often it ends up being a sort of finite story, and you never know what's going to happen. You never know, you know, characters are going to die, you know, and that's all part of it. And I like that, not knowing. Whereas, you know, if you're reading something like that, you know, that's from the sort of essentially franchise characters, it's, you know, you're fairly secure that, you know, regardless of, you know, whatever kind of marketing sort of storyline they'll get out there, that, you know, they'll always come back. Which has got a kind of, you know, there's an appeal to that. There's a fun sort of frivolity to that that's kind of cool, but right at the moment I'm enjoying the sort of independent stuff.
So there you go, watchers. Big thanks to All Star Comics for the tour and the chat. Be sure to check them out at 53 Collins Street in Melbourne if you happen to be around the area or popping in from interstate or overseas. Also, big thanks to all those who decided to venture on the mic with me. It was great having a chat with you all. If you want to find me, you can find me, Nath from Watcher, on Twitter. You can find Dean on Twitter at Dean R. Curie. You can find Mike at Mickey Toons on Twitter and also on the interwebs and also on the Instagram as The Real Mickey Toons, as he likes to tell everybody. And you can also find our doctor of pop culture, M,
which is at Emma Beddoes on Twitter. Thanks very much. And if it's what you're reading, what you're watching, what's your store opening, or anything else, we want to hear about it. Thanks very much. We'll see you next week.